Hi, I'm Amber. Welcome to this podcast. Today you're going to hear an interview with Calista about chocolate, and Calista interviews Leanne about 3CR radio. We also go out to Smith Street interviewing people about Collingwood. I interview the shopkeeper of Queen's Fashion. But first, here's the interview about chocolate with Calista. Hello, I'm Amber and I'll be interviewing Calista.
Hi!
We'll be talking about chocolate. What is your favourite kind of chocolate and why?
Well, I guess my favourite chocolate would have to be white chocolate and macadamia, mainly because it just tastes good.
What do you think makes chocolate taste so good?
I reckon mainly the person who invented it was an absolute genius. And also I've heard little rumours that people have seen little fairies and pixies working around in the factory, and I reckon like they cast their magical powers into the chocolate and make them taste like fairy chocolate.
What do you find so fascinating about chocolate?
Difficult question. I think what's so fascinating about it is how creamy and how yummy it is, and why the pixies and fairies want to cast their spells in our chocolate to make it taste delicious.
I think I'd have to agree with you on that one.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, and goodbye.
Bye.
Now here's the interview Calista did with Leanne for 3CR Community Radio.
You're here listening to 3CR, and today we have a special guest, and your name is?
I'm Leanne.
Nice to meet you, Leanne. How long have you been working at 3CR?
I've been working here for 3.5 years.
And what got you interested in working here?
Well, I've always worked with organisations that have lots of volunteers, and so I've been a volunteer coordinator for quite a long time. And 3CR has lots of volunteers. We have over 400 volunteers. And they're all the people that produce the radio programs, and they needed a volunteer coordinator. And I like the organisation because I like the politics and I like the people involved. I think it's doing a really important thing, getting lots of information out to people that they don't usually receive in the mainstream media. And so I thought, why not? I'll give it a go. I used to have a program on 3CR about in the early 90s, a long time ago. And so all the technology has changed and things are different now, because we used to use the reel-to-reels to make our programs and stuff like that. So I had to do a lot of learning to learn how to produce radio, and now I can train in it, which is really good. And each day is different and I like it.
Nice. Now, what are some other stuff that you've coordinated?
Well, I used to work at Friends of the Earth for a long time in the shop down there, so with food and organics and all the volunteers that work at the shop. And then we support the environmental campaigns that are upstairs at the Friends of the Earth building. So it's on Smith Street, just down the road, and a lot of activity going on there. There's lots of campaigns around water and forests and uranium and Indigenous issues and so forth. So that was another really interesting environment for me to work in.
Now, what's it like working at 3CR?
Well, I really enjoy it. I think that, as I said, there's a lot of activity here that's really important work that's going on in terms of trying to increase people's knowledge about lots of different social justice issues. And so I think that we have a great commitment to Indigenous programming and to lots of different community language groups that have programs here, lots of women's voices on air. So it's an extremely different radio station than virtually any other radio you can listen to. And that's the commitment of the objectives of this organisation. So it's a really great place to work.
Now, do you actually listen to 3CR?
I listen to some of the show. So the thing with 3CR is that there's a lot of diversity in the program grid. So, for example, in the evenings, which is primetime radio, we give a lot of time to community language programs. So sometimes I wouldn't listen in then because I can't understand what the language is at the time, though at other times I don't mind doing that anyway. I pick and choose what I listen to, and it also depends on my time and when I'm actually able to listen to the radio. But I get to listen to a lot of it during the day because I'm here, And then I often listen to it if I'm in my car. I've got a transistor radio in my car.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's a lot of good music shows that I really like. Burning Vinyl, Hot Damn Tamale, Freak Flag. There's lots of good current affairs shows as well. There's lots of environmental ones that I find really interesting. So listen to those. And I also present a program. So I present a program about food and politics called Food Fight.
Oh, is that fun?
Yeah. It's really interesting. We get to speak to all manner of people, from farmers right through to people that are making community gardens, or chefs, or people who are producing lots of really amazing organic food.
I'm afraid that's all we have time for, but I hope to see you soon.
Okay, thanks very much, Calista.
Bye.
Bye.
We went to Smith Street interviewing people, and I interviewed the shopkeeper of Fashion Queen. Can you please tell us your name and where you're from?
Certainly. My name's Ruth Straker, and I'm the manager of Queen Clothing, which is on the corner of Gertrude and Smith Street in Fitzroy.
What do you think of Collingwood?
It's a beautiful area. I love Collingwood and Fitzroy just simply because it's sort of got really interesting, unusual people, really interesting, unusual fashions as well. And that's my field of expertise, so that's where my interest is. But also the fact that we've got beautiful art galleries and all that kind of thing. So, yeah, that's what I really love. That's what I really love about this area.
Cool. What's your view of young people today?
Not too sure. It's sort of an ambivalent question. I'm not very old, I'm only 28, so I still consider myself young. But young people as a whole are beautiful people. I mean, they're still growing, they're still developing, they're still learning about themselves and all that kind of thing. So, yeah. Does that answer the question?
Yeah. What do you think of the swine flu?
Oh, the swine flu. I think it's a fraud. But in the context that it's a marketing ploy and all that kind of thing, I don't think that it's as deadly as they think they perceive it to be, particularly in Australia, particularly in Melbourne, because we have so much, we've got doctors and, you know, we've got Western medicine and all that kind of thing, you know, to prevent flus and all that kind of thing. So, you know, you can go to the chemist and you can get something off the chemist, you know, from the chemist to reduce the flu symptoms. But if you're looking at something like Mexico, where they don't have such easy access, they do have a good healthcare system, but they don't have as easy access as we do in Australia. It's really one of those things. I mean, and that's in my opinion. I think that it's just sort of a marketing ploy by pharmaceutical companies. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for your time.
That's okay.
Thank you. That's all we have time for, and thanks for listening.